Now the man has returned from whence he came. Nevin, you're welcome. Nice to have you with us today.
How are you, Marty?
I'm very well, my friend. I'm very well.
Good.
Now, look, this thing you're doing today, I'm not, now I have to be honest, I'm not a great man for dessert.
Why?
I don't know. I never was. I think because back in the day, I used to enjoy the odd tartine. I would have the old cigarette. And I think because of that, I didn't have dessert at the end of a meal.
Okay.
I'd be waiting for my cigarette and my coffee, you see, so I didn't have dessert. So everybody else would be having it. And I would. But the funny thing is, you're going to involve yourself in butterscotch today.
Yeah, sticky toffee pudding.
I think butterscotch is almost irresistible. So you're going to win this one, I think, somehow.
Well, it's so tasty, and this is a very simple dessert. And, you know, we would serve this on a Sunday lunch with a little parfait and ice cream, but also in the cookery school, we made this on our full day baking and desserts. It's so simple. People think sticky toffee is difficult. This recipe serves 8 people and it keeps well, freezes well. It's so delicious. Now, I make an individual ones, but you can make a loaf tin. You can make them in ramekins and teacups. But there's a pudding base and like a Daria mould you can get in most good kitchenware shops. They're only a couple of euro. Definitely worth having.
I suppose I always think it looks like something that could go drastically wrong.
This recipe is foolproof.
Oh!
Genuinely.
You're talking my language.
Genuinely.
Tell me
now,
more.
The first thing we have to talk about is the dates.
Yes, sir.
And we're using the medjool dates, which are a large date. Yeah, and they're already stoned and you just roughly chop them. But they're a lovely big date. They're slightly caramel taste, really sweet and sticky. And that's really important to make the sticky toffee. So what you do, you put them into a saucepan with a little bit of dark rum if you have it. If you don't worry about it. A little bit of water. And then you bring that to the boil and you cook them until they're mushy. And then when they're mushy, that'll take about maybe 10 minutes max, no more than that, because you have the dates chopped. You put in about a teaspoonful of bicarbonate of soda, which is bread soda. Every household will have that.
Yes.
So the medjool dates you'll get in most supermarkets have them, good vegetable shops, and that's the first stage of the sticky toffee pudding to have that done. When you add in the bicarbonate of soda, it begins to bubble a little bit, which it's a reaction, and then you just simply blend it. So you're making a puree, a date puree. That's exactly, you're flavouring it with rum. If you don't have rum, don't panic. I don't want you to go out and buy it, but you can put some vanilla extract into it, which is really good.
Okay.
So that's it. So now we'll talk about the base for the sticky toffee. So that's what really flavours it. But the base is what, it's kind of like a Madeira sponge, something similar to that. We have butter and light brown sugar. So you cream them together. And when you're creaming, you do it in like a KitchenAid, which is like a spade attachment, which you soften up the butter, have it at room temperature, and salted butter I'm using, good Kerrygold butter. And then the real deal.
Mm.
And then you add in your brown sugar. Let that whip up. Half a vanilla pod in this, and that's the seeds, or you can use the extract. And then into that, 2 eggs beaten, and then I have 6 ounces of self-raising flour. So there's 2 raisin agents in this, one in the flour and then one in the dates, which is the bicarbonate of soda. So you beat all this together. I'm putting a little bit of extract also into the batter. That's exactly what you call it. And then you put in your dates. Everything goes in. Marty, this can be done, truthfully now, in start to finish, 20 minutes.
Would you stop?
No, really, you can. It's really, really quick. And people are shocked, like, when they do it in the cookery school. Wow, I didn't know how easy it was. And it actually
it sounds,
it's a very light recipe, this. It's a recipe my mother showed me. And it's tried and tested, and we're coming into the winter, so it's a lovely kind of like autumnal, you know, kind of like a rich...
True.
Comfort.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, hugging a bowl, is that what you call it?
A hugging a bowl.
So what you do, Marty, you have your oven preheated at 180, and then when you have your batter made, it should be a lovely kind of dropping consistency. Okay?
Yes.
Then you put them into the Daria moulds. With the Daria moulds, or pudding basin is what I call them, and they're a larger version of the Daria moulds, you brush them with butter and flour, and then that will actually stop, and when you put the flour in, shake it out, and that will stop the sticky toffees from sticking. There won't any, really, to be truthful with you. So this is baked off at 180, and Marty, they can take anything and only half fill the pudding basins. If you overfill them, they're going to overflow. And this recipe will do 8 to 10 portions. Absolutely. This is a recipe I do at my demonstrations and it hasn't let me down, touch wood. So if you find they're browning too much because the fan oven is a little bit hotter, just simply cover them loosely, just a sheet of tin foil on top, just on top of all the little...
you don't tuck it in, just loosely.
Just loosely. Right. It just protects them a little bit. But, you know, and they'll puff up and they'll be lovely and light and they'll be done in the oven after about maybe 18 to 20 minutes. Usually 18 minutes should do them.
Okay.
So they should, until they're lovely and soft and spongy. That's
but this thing could be a meal on a stick, couldn't it? I mean,
oh,
it really
it's
is.
So tasty.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Very filling.
Have you got time to talk about the butterscotch?
Yeah, you better
sauce.
Tell me about the butterscotch. That's what I love.
With a drop of whiskey.
Oh, whatever. Whatever you have in your house. Whatever you have yourself. As you say, whatever you have in the house, ma'am.
Yes.
Whatever you have in the house,
exactly.
ma'am. But the butterscotch,
well,
I love butterscotch.
You know, the sticky toffee pudding is lovely on its own. And just, I know I mentioned it, but so when it comes out of the oven, you let it sit for 5 minutes in the moulds, unmould them on a cooling rack. And then what you do, Marty, is you let them cool down. They'll keep in your fridge for about 2 or 3 days and you can freeze them. So if you're going to warm them up, I always like them warm either in the oven or in the microwave for maybe 5-10 seconds, no longer than that. Okay, so let's talk about the whiskey sauce. Butterscotch sauce. Yes. And this will keep for about 3 weeks. Probably in your house it wouldn't last 3 minutes. But anyway, so this is a very simple caramel made. You have sugar in the sauce, and so we have 150 mils of water and 10 ounces of caster sugar. You bring that to the boil and you cook that, Marty, until it's really, really golden brown. That will take, it says 15 minutes in the recipe, it's going to take 15 to 20. So it will, okay, until it's lovely and brown. If it's not brown enough, it's not going to be, it's going to be too sweet.
Okay.
And if it caramelises or burns too much, which can happen, it will burn. We don't burn anything anymore, we caramelise.
All right.
It's a new word. Yeah. So get a sugar thermometer. And the sugar thermometer, when we make this, it reaches about 135 degrees. It's exceptionally hot. So it's very easy to do. What you do then is you add in the cream, okay? So 9 ounces of cream or 250 mils of full fat cream. And then into that, the other half of the vanilla powder. So half of the vanilla powder is in the sticky toffee pudding and half in this, OK?
Yeah.
And then we have 1 tablespoon of Irish whiskey and we have 3 ounces, 75 grams of butter. Whisk that all in, let that simmer. And what you're looking for, Marty, when you add in the cream into the butterscotch sauce, it seizes and it goes lumpy and you'll think, God, I've made a mistake.
Well, wouldn't you naturally,
yeah,
yes.
You haven't. And what happens is it just seizes because the cream is cold, the caramel is hot. You bring it to the boil, let it simmer, whisk in the whiskey, of course, or you can use rum, because if you have rum for the day, use that, and also the vanilla, and then you have the beautiful butter, and that's it, and that will keep really well. And even that sauce on its own for your listeners is fantastic. My mother used to make this just very quickly dessert without the sticky toffee pudding. This dessert here, butterscotch sauce with good vanilla ice cream, sliced banana, toasted pecan nuts, and
should that be
over.
Wonderful
butterscotch bonanza.
Butterscotch bonanza, yeah,
and it was mom's signature dessert.
Oh yeah, butterscotch bonanza, what a great idea. Yeah. I'd be happy with that.
Would you? Would you be happy with that?
But I would spread butterscotch sauce on bread. It is so delicious.
You're some.
I would. A nice bit of bread.
That's because the whiskey's
a nice bit of bread. No,
I'm only joking.
No, it's the butter. A nice bit of, across the, what do you call it? McCambridge's bread.
Yeah, anyway, good, man.
Anyway, there it is. So it's whiskey butterscotch sauce, but it's sticky toffee pudding.
Yes.
And whiskey, but it's real autumnal wintry,
isn't
it? It really is.
And Marty, just one last thing. You serve it with the sauce of sticky toffee pudding warm with ice cream or whipped cream or both in my case. And you have just—it's a lovely light dessert. It's light as a sticky toffee can be.
Yes.
It's a really light recipe, but it is a beautiful dessert.
Oh, lovely!
It is a beautiful,
love it.
Lovely for a Sunday lunch or a family get together.
Sounds good.
So enjoy.
And if you're passing McNeans, you get the whiff of whiskey butterscotch sauce. You'll know why. So there it is. Just a reminder again: all the recipes are available, and this sticky toffee pudding and whiskey butterscotch sauce joins the happy crew of recipes.
Plenty
from
of them there, Martin.
That's
there?
For sure. And just a reminder: it's RT Lyric FM, March in the Morning, and they're all there. And this one is now added. Nevin, safe journey home.
Thank you
for your time.
I'll see you next week.
You're good.
God bless.